Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Up into what is the real talk? Well, basically, it's a study show, and the study is about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, the Almighty, Yah, as some of us like to call it. And it's a critical analysis, it's a bird's eye view. It's leaving no stone or leaf unturned and crossing every T and dotting every I, trying to get to the core of the matter. And you may ask yourself, why are we trying to get to the core of the matter? Because it's important to establish relationship under codification. And to establish that relationship under codification, you have to get to some fundamental understanding of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to build upon that relationship and to apply the codes. We call it being codified. Praise the Almighty and bless his holy name. That's why we come together. And the we is Cartrell from New York City, Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan, Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Yakira from Hawaii. But she's not going to be with us tonight. She's taking her time off to take care of some personal business. She has informed me. But she will be on deck this Friday, along with Cartrell, to launch the mating study of a mixed smorgasbord, meaning taking one subject in particular and addressing that subject matter, using the word of Yah in doing so. It could be about sex, war, politics, homosexuality, dietary, putting your hands on women, so on and so forth. But before we get started in our studies, I'd like to make one contemporary comment. There are some who's elected to celebrate St. Valentine's Day. I would beg to differ. Every day, for our women are concerned, should be a day of love and compassion and understanding. Because some of us, most of us, have been socially engineered and conditioned to falsely believe in the concept one day would suffice. You could talk about a bad, you could name call her the other 364 days a year. You can even hit her in the nose and the mouth, smacking the eye. But that one day in particular is going to suffice to everything. It's going to solve all your problems. Oh, boy. My. Now you see why we need codifying. We need codification. Our women don't need no false construct holiday. Our women need love 24/7, 365 days in a week. And they don't need to be mistreated, being used as lust toys. They don't need to be talked down and talked bad to. They don't need to be hit in the mouth and eye and say, you get in the kitchen and get naked and you do what I tell you to do when I tell you to do it. I'm a man. Oh, yes. We do need codification. So without further ado, let me bring on Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Same to you and your family. Shalom. Peace be with you.
Thank you, man.
How are you?
I'm good, sister. I'm doing good. May the Most High bless you. Peace be with you.
Thank you. I'm just
yes,
a little, excuse me, sleepy. I didn't get all my nap out.
I know.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it. You'll be ready. Well, you'll be ready when you get called on deck. Believe that.
You know it.
You'll be ready.
But I just say this right quick. That's interesting you mentioned that because that's old hat to me. That's something that I don't even pay attention to anymore. And the silliness that people have to be dictated to take time out for one day to acknowledge a loved one, that don't make no sense. It was fun when we were children because we didn't know no better.
Exactly.
Well, now that we know better, it's a holiday that they prefer to do, but I don't, and I'm not, and I'm saving my money.
You and me both, sister. You and me both.
Yeah. I'm done.
Thank you, sister. Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, everybody.
Shalom.
Shalom, brother.
How y'all doing?
You all right?
Yeah. I'm just laying down.
Did nobody give you a Valentine's Day card or something?
Right? Oh, man, they can keep all that heathen, paganistic, little naked kids with wings flying around. They keep all of that stuff.
Oh, that nonsense.
I'm good. That's like they Day of Atonement. Like, oh, yeah, let's just forget everything else that went on in this world and here it is. Let's give everybody love and start all over type of mindset, y'all. You can have that one.
Right. I agree with you, brother. Because then that brother, if he's not codified, I'll start right back with the nonsense the following day.
Mm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Or sisters.
Yeah.
Or children.
That's right.
True.
I'm good, though.
Yeah, Zeke, they are cheat each on each other. They are steal from one another. They are beat each other. They are lie to one another. And I agree with you, Ezekiel. It's that they supposed to wipe out everything. Then they continue right back up with the madness.
Yep. All the time.
Exactly.
All the time.
Praise Yah. All right. Thank you, Ezekiel. But Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Last but not least, Cartrell from New York City, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Shalom, family. Bless y'all, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name.
Shalom.
All praise and honor to the God of Abraham. I'm Isaac and Jacob. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay, brother. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Great.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
The Most High bless y'all as well.
Thank you, brother.
But this is the Rat Race Society. If they don't stop for these holidays.
Hey, same thing.
You run yourself into the ground.
Man, what you said?
So they gotta take a day to thank God, Thanksgiving, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day. If they didn't stop to do that, they would be lost. For real.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of our holy days. When we had our own land, when we was in our own country, and we had the holy days. We took time off, like a whole week or sometimes a whole month to get our head together, or a whole year, a year sabbatical.
Exactly.
But in this rat race society, you will work yourself to death. So it's kind of good that they have these days to stop and consider one another. But I imagine if they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what, Cartrell, as you were speaking, I was thinking about it, you know, as far as Valentine's Day, that a Hebrew man and a woman had to take a whole year off to get to know one another and so on and so forth. That's how important the significance of the relationship, the codified relationship is concerned. They had to get to know one another because I'm going to tell you, you get into any relationship, there's going to be some contention there because she may do one thing one way, he may do one thing another way. So they have to consolidate the things they used to doing. And it didn't happen overnight, no one day, Cartrell, Sister Hootie and Ezekiel. It didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Valentine's Day is a concept because you think you're going to give a sister a box of chocolate and then get what you want out of her. There's a thing called a dowry that you have to pay when you want to marry a woman.
A box of chocolates.
Tatiel, like, the man that set her up on the getting, oh, I'm going to get you fat.
I got a box of chocolates.
12, a dozen roses. That's all I need to, you know, get to your heart and get to your body.
Okay.
I get all the chocolate you want, mama.
Well, the way, Sister Hooty, the way we have been socially engineered and conditioned, yes, it is so. You can get naked after a box of chocolate and some flowers. Get naked.
Oh, my God.
sad to say, but it's true, unfortunately.
If I bring you a big box of chocolate and 24 roses, come on now. Got to give me something out of that.
Where's the dowry? What's the dowry? What's the dowry? I mean, even though the form of dowry now is in her ring, but and then there's a commitment to that relationship. But now the way they got it now, just give me some chocolates and some flowers. Get naked.
The dowry is not really in the ring, because what a dowry is like compensation for the family for losing their daughter.
Right. Yeah, it went to the
and
family.
In Africa, a dowry in Africa, you have to come up with 10 or 20 cows for my daughter.
Exactly. Well, they can bring us some chocolate. They can bring the family some chocolates and flowers.
Nah, chocolate, that's a snack just to get this conversation started.
Hey, Katria, Sister Hooty, Ezekiel, I can see some food.
That's too much fun.
I can see some food in these United States of America going over that social engine condition with Valentine's Day. Taking some flowers and some chocolates to the family, think he gonna get the woman. Hey, I bought this for your daughter. I got some chocolates and some flowers. Wish she can get naked, man. They're gonna beat his clothes off. They're gonna beat his clothes off.
Okay.
Oh, well.
I got
all right.
Good lamb.
Yeah, it's funny. When Kajay was saying it, I was a... thinking of that in my mind's eye, I can see a food socially engineered and conditioned in these United States of America, thinking that taking some flowers and some roses to a family that understands the concept of dowries and thinking that's going to suffice. Like Cartrell said, I have to concur with him. That's a snack to have a cafe and to make the room smell good, the flowers. Okay?
So how about this concept of Black History Month? Have we learned anything? Have we connected to our roots?
Man, learn Black History Month. What the heck is that, country? Oh, give him a show on what is that? Yesterday, Super Bowl. Okay, all right, okay. I don't know how that trickles down to the average person, man or woman in our community, a child. To give a show, I like Dre, I like Snoop, and I like 50 Cent.
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, and Mary J. But some of the words they say are very questionable because I'm cognizant of words in their rap song. And as far as Mary J. is concerned, and sister, come on, ain't you a little too old for that? Them booty shorts on? I mean, I love me some Mary J., don't get it twisted. But ain't you a little too old for that? You know?
Talk about she don't want no drama. No more drama. She ain't no drama, mama.
Yeah, the booty shorts. So ain't you a little too old? And don't you probably represent you an elder lady? Act like it. And then they said
like Gladys Knight. Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, with some class. Some
dignity.
Yeah. And then they said 50 Cent. You know, he was ain't 50 no more. He said 50 Cent is a dollar and some change.
What'd he do?
You remember when he came on in a rap song and he was upside down and he did the very same thing. He was upside down, but you know, 50 had 50's gaining quite a bit of weight. I think 50 is 50-something years old now. And 50 was, you know, upside down, and they were saying 50 ain't 50 cent no more. He's a dollar and some change.
Oh, my
he's gained,
God.
He gained quite a bit of weight. And like I said, that I'm very
cool. The irony of that whole thing out for me.
Your brother. Uh-huh.
Is that a white boy, Eminem.
Oh, Eminem, yeah. He didn't want to take the knee.
The only one took the knee.
Only one took the knee. That's I agree, Cartrell.
And he told him not to. And he did it anyway.
He did it for Colin Kaepernick.
And nobody supported him.
No.
But it ain't made no difference. As long as it wasn't a Negro.
Yeah.
They don't got no nothing to say.
Well, at least he appeared to be more of an ally for some of us than unfortunately some of us for each other. You know, so.
Then they said it might have been for Tupac, so who knows? Who cares? The fact that he did it and none of them, and you're right as far as Mary Jane, I was surprised.
Mm-hmm.
With the blonde hair and all that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the blonde hair then falling on her back after the song was over. Look, she was doing too much.
Too much drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With two less songs.
Talking about she don't want no more drama. Really?
I can't tell.
I think it's better wearing slacks than fancy pants. That just makes sense.
You're too old for that.
Would you say we picky, we tacky?
Yeah. Tacky, trashy, and terroristic. That's the way they treat us. And sometimes that's the way we treat each other.
Yeah.
And that certainly was trashy and tacky. If it was anything, it certainly was trashy. And I love the music. You know, but anything
just didn't
was
like
tacky,
the way she particularly dressed that day. That night. Yeah, I understand.
And she could have came out like royalty, right? Supposed to be the queen of pop or whatever it is, queen of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
She came out, you know, in a regal, refined, dignified, royal style. But she came out like a prostitute.
Still would love her. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, like a prostitute. You are so right.
Yeah.
Talking about no more drama.
Hey, they need to quit it. All right, y'all. We finna get into some real story, and let's get busy, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Look here, everybody. May the Most High bless us, continue to bless us, and direct and order our steps. So please, everybody, turn to the 33rd chapter of Isaiah. Y'all is talking about his judgment on Jerusalem, and a continuum of what we just previously studied on in chapter 32. He sort of incensed with us. And by the looks of it, no more drama. He should be.
I think his judgment is more than Jerusalem.
Yeah, I said, yeah, Jerusalem. Yeah, I said Jerusalem.
It's more, it's beyond Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ravages? Who are not ravaged, you betrayer, who have not been betrayed. When you have done ravaging, you shall be ravaged. Vladimir Putin. When you finish betraying, you shall be betrayed. The United States of America. Oh, yeah. Be gracious to us. It is to you we have looked. Be there every morning. Also, our deliverance in time of stress. At your ruin, people have fled. Before your majesty, nations have scattered. And spoil was gathered and locusts are gathered. It was amassed as grasshoppers are amassed. The Elohim is exalted. He dwells on high. Of old, he fills the army with justice and righteousness, following his codification. Faithfulness to your charge was her wealth, Jerusalem. Wisdom and devotion her triumph, or should have been. Reverence for the Elohim that was here, treasure, and it certainly was. But we didn't take advantage of it, or we didn't appreciate what we had. Hark, the Israelites.
Different, yes.
Okay, would you mind reading your version?
It says, woe to you, destroyer,
okay.
while you were not destroyed, and he who is treacherous while others did not deal treacherously with you. As soon as you finish destroying, you will be destroyed. As soon as you cease dealing treacherously, others will deal treacherously with you. Yah be gracious unto us. We have waited for you, our strength every morning, our salvation also in a time of our distress. At the sound of your roar, people flee. At the lifting of yourself, nations disperse. So it reads quite differently from yours, because we're talking about salvation, Yah's salvation, Yah being lifted up and the nations being scattered, and the nations dealing treacherously and destroying things. Woe to you, destroyer. Who's that? While you are not destroyed. You run around destroying everything while you're not destroyed. You run around being treacherous while nobody's dealing treacherously with you.
Hey, Gautrio, from your reading, what's your take on that?
I'm thinking about universal white racist supremacy. Woe to you, destroyer. What do? Everywhere they go, they destroy. But they haven't been destroyed. Nobody's really come down on them like they've come down on everybody else.
Exactly.
Nobody's been as treacherous to them as they've been to other people.
Right.
Most of us, as soon as they're finished destroying, you're going to be destroyed.
Right. I have to concur with that.
So in the meantime, while they're destroying and being treacherous, we should be graciously waiting on Yah. Look, Yah, be gracious unto us. We have waited for you, because we ain't got no power against these people that are destroying and being treacherous. Be our strength every morning, our salvation also in time of distress. What's the time of distress? The time of distress is going to be when Yah brings his judgment on everybody. That's when we're going to have salvation. We hope.
Okay. Well, thank you, Gautrio. Praise Yah. All right. Let's continue on, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Halt the Israelites, which we know the city of Jerusalem, cry aloud. Shalom's messengers wept bitterly. Highways are desolate. Wayfarers have ceased. A covenant has been renounced. Cities rejected. Mortal man despised. The land is whipped and withered. Lebanon disgraced and smoldering. We're not there. Sharon has become a desert. Bashan and Carmel are stripped bare because we're not there. Now, I will rise, said the Elohim. Now I will exalt myself. Now rise myself high. You shall conceive haste, give birth to strong. My breath will devour you like fire. Peoples shall be burning of lying. The ones cut down that are set on fire. Hear, you who are far, what I've done. You who are near, note my might. Sinners and Zion are frightened. The godless are seized with trembling. Who of us can dwell with the devouring fire? Who of us can dwell with the never-dying blaze? He who walks in righteousness, codification, speaks, be cognizant of your words, upright, codification, spurns profit from fraudulent dwellings, codification, ways, a way of bribe instead of grasping, codification. stops his ear against listening to infamy, codification. Shuts his eyes against looking at evil, codification. Such a one shall dwell in lofty security with inaccessible cliffs for his stronghold, with his food supplied and his drink assured. When your eyes behold, go ahead, country.
Mosai's bringing judgment on the earth.
Yep.
He said, I will arise. Yah hasn't arisen yet. We read yesterday or Friday, pour out his spirit, and then there's going to be changes.
Right.
The Most High said, I will arise. I will now be exalted, because he should be exalted every day in the eyes of all nations, but they're not doing that. Now
see,
I'll be lifted up.
But see, Katria, here. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Well, Katria, there again, I agree with you wholeheartedly. But I want the listeners to keep in mind the codification that the Most High presented. If a person thinks he got to have several wives, he thinks he has to be wearing fringes, he thinks he had to be in a particular camp. He or she thinks that they got to believe in an idol, another idol. Or he or she thinks you got to do certain days. The Most High left explicit. You don't have to believe, you don't have to take anything by chance or happenstance. He didn't say nothing about no feast days or nothing like that. He didn't say nothing about putting nothing on no altar and captivity. I hope people don't neglect to see that part too, Katria. Go ahead, Katria. My apologies.
Yeah. So everybody knows that there's going to be a day of judgment.
Right.
And a final day of judgment. And how do they know? Because the Most High said it. And he says it's going to be a day that's going to bring a consuming fire. What's the consuming fire? He said, my breath will consume you like a fire. Just Yah speaking is going to consume you. The people will be burned to lime, like cut thorns, which are burned in the fire. You who are far away, hear what I've done. You who are near, acknowledge my might. Sinners in Zion are terrified. You should be. If you sinned against the Most High, you should be terrified. And that's not the same fear of Yah that he's talking about, that the righteous should have. Who among us can live with the consuming fire? Who among us can live with an everlasting burning? But you have to be able to walk through the fire. And if you're doing righteously, you'll be able to walk through that fire. He said, one who walks righteously and speaks with integrity, one who rejects unjust gain and shakes his hand so that they hold no bribe, one who stops his ear from hearing about bloodshed and shuts his eyes from looking at evil. Because looking at evil can be tempting and stimulating if that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Gutra. Thank you. When your eyes behold a king in his beauty, when they contemplate the land round about, your throat shall murmur in awe. Where is one who would come? Where is one who would weigh? Where is one who would count all these terrors? No more shall you see the barbarian people, universal white race supremacists. The people of speech too obscure to comprehend. And that word's out, because they got warehouses of laws. They make them up every year. But it's too obscure to comprehend, because they changed the game in the middle of the play. So stammering of tongue that they are not understood, because they don't, nothing they said means anything. Their word has no value. The Native American told you that. White men speak with forked tongue. Obscure. Hard to understand. What's the country on?
My book says the people of unintelligible speech. We know that English has duplicity, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
And the English language. Yeah.
The English language has duplicity.
Yes.
When you go to court and they're speaking in legal terms, you have to have a Black Law's dictionary to really understand what they're talking about. Because the words you may think that they're saying don't apply the same way. I'll give you an example. Like, they call us minorities. Minority doesn't mean the fewest in number. Minority means that you're a minor under some...
You know? I like that. You're right. Huh. You're children. You minorities, you're children.
Yeah. That's right. And they call you a minority, a minor, because you don't understand their codification and their law. So they feel that they have to take authority over you because you're a minor. You don't understand their codifications and their laws. It's not because we're fewer in number that they call us minority, because we're not the fewest in number, are we?
No, we're not. I've said it before. Words have different, can have different terminology and spelled the same way. That's interesting. Thank you for sharing that.
Exactly.
Unintelligible speech. So they be talking out the side of their neck.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Exactly. Right.
AKA Joe Biden. What did he say or what did he mean? What did he mean when he said what he said? I mean, has he done what he said? Did he say what he meant? What did he say?
Oh, my gosh. No.
Any of them, Donald Trump, which politician speaks truth? Because our leaders had to be men of truth, men of God, and men that hate unjust gain. Three codes, men of God, men of truth, and men that hate unjust gain, male or female. These leaders, they're not men of God. They're not men of truth. And unjust gain? Well, you know about that. Politicians take bribes. They call them special interest groups.
Praise y'all. All right. Thank you, Gautrell. Thanks, Sister Julie. He says, Where is one who count all these towers? No more shall you see the barbarian people, a people of speech, and they count everything. They did.
Well, and they're great towers, don't they?
And I'm gonna tell you about them.
Great towers.
Right, right. They are great investigators. I can't knock them for that. They'll take a rock and take it apart and put it back together. Us, on the other hand, we'll take a rock and throw it at one another. Okay.
Mm.
It's true.
Well, you notice that European people build towers, whereas if you go to Africa and Asia, they don't build towers like European people.
Right. All right.
They got to build the tallest building in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And for what? I'm trying to reach the heavens?
Hmm. Exactly.
Barbarians building towers.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Cadrill. When you gaze upon Zion, verse 20, our city of assembly, your eyes shall behold Jerusalem as a secure homestead, a tent not to be transported, whose pegs shall never be pulled up, and none of whose ropes shall break. For there the Elohim and his greatness shall be for us. Not all over the universe, not in heaven. Like a region of rivers or broad streams, where no floating vessel can sail, a place of security, and no mighty craft can travel, no warships. Their ropes are slack. They cannot steady the sockets of their masts. The Most High is not going to permit it. They cannot spread a sail. For Yah shall be our ruler by proxy of our king, our princes, and the Levitical priests. Yah shall be our prince. Yah shall be our king. And we're going to understand that. Our king is simply proxy of the Most High, or should be. He shall deliver us. Then shall indeed much spoil be divided. Even lame people, blind folk, like Ray Charles, shall seize booty. None put me up there, shall say, I'm sick. Ain't gonna be, you ain't gotta go to the doctor no more. Y'all gonna be your doctor. That's what, you know, y'all need to be your doctor right about now with COVID-19. It should be inhibited by folk whose sin has been forgiven. And you know who them folk here? It's us folk whose sin has been forgiven. Praise the Most High and bless His holy name. Cartriel, Sister Hootie, Ezekiel, may the Most High continue to bless you. You have the mics.
It's going to be a beautiful day when this judgment takes place for the righteous. So these nations pride themselves on their navies. Most High saying their navy coming up in there. And the Most High is our judge. He is our Lord giver. He is our King. And it's He that will save us. He says that then the prey of an abundant spoil will be divided. Those who limp will take the plunder. So you ain't got to be super strong. You ain't got to be a warrior. The feeble and the weak are going to take the plunder when the Most High fights this battle against the wicked. And no resident will say, I am sick. Because Yah, when He pours His Spirit out upon the earth, He's going to do away with all sickness. The people who live, who make it through, they will be forgiving of their wrongdoing. So, Most High is merciful. You ain't got to be 100% righteous, but you have to walk the path of righteousness because nobody's 100% righteous. But you will be forgiven if you ask for it, if you try to achieve it.
Exactly.
It's called repentance. Yes. Lost it. Where's that cricket, you know, sound that you got?
I was going to remind the people that we started off, let's see, in No Longer Will We See the Fierce People in 19, verse 19, as you can see, the people of a lip, of a jabbering tongue. Then I jumped down to 23, what really got me, and said, but there, great is Yah for us, a place of broad rivers, streams, in which no boat with oars sail, nor big ships pass by. 22, for Yah is our judge. Yah is our lawgiver. Yah is our King. He saves us. That's powerful.
They don't read this chapter in church.
You said they do?
They don't.
Oh, they don't.
Nope. It's not talking about a man, is it? Because Yah breathes fire.
Talk about the Creator.
Yah breathes fire. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Like you said, He's not a man to lie. Men lie. Male, men, women, humans lie. Mm-hmm.
So he tells us the condition that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
He says, behold, their brave men cry out in the streets. The ambassadors of peace weep bitterly. The highways are desolate. The traveler has ceased. He has broken a covenant. He has despised the cities. He has no regard for mankind. They're about to start World War III, aren't they? The land mourns. Yes, it's all kind of pollution and destruction, tearing down the forests, plastic in the oceans, the ecosystem being destroyed and wasted away. Lebanon is shamed and withers. Sharon is like a desert plain. And Bashan and Carmel lose their foliage. So Yah says, now I will arise. But all these conditions are in place. And we could see worldwide, people are hearing these sounds that they can't explain, these explosions and the earth shaking. Yah says, now I will arise. Now I will be exalted. Exalted where? In the eyes of all mankind. Now I'll be lifted up. People going to know that there is a God. Mm-hmm. You have conceived chaff. You will be give birth to stubble. So he's saying that man, with all that we've created and produced in technology, Yah said you've conceived chaff. It's going to burn. You have given birth to stubble. Stubble is stuff that you burn. My breath will consume you like a fire. Can't no man do that. The peoples will be burned to lime. That's what he did to Sodom and Gomorrah, right? Like cut stones, which are burned in a fire. And all you got to do is remind you of what he did to Sodom and Gomorrah. Matter of fact, they find balls of sulfuric balls that they can light with a flame and get a blue flame still to this day. So when Yah talks about burning and this fire for judgment, people know that that's coming. And how do you get through it? You who are far away, hear what I have done. You are near, acknowledge my might. Sinners in Zion are terrified, trembling has seized the godless. Yeah, if you don't believe in the Creator, you're not following his codification, you should be definitely afraid. And we can see people are easily spoofed, people are easily frightened, like with this coronavirus. Who among us can live with a consuming fire? Who among us can live with an everlasting burning? That fire that Yah is bringing is a purifying fire to purify the earth that mankind has polluted. So how are you going to get through it? He says, one who walks righteously and speaks with integrity, one who rejects unjust gain and shakes his hand so that they do not hold bribes, one who stops his ear from hearing about bloodshed and shuts his eyes from looking at evil. He will dwell on the heights. His refuge will be the impregnable rock. His bread will be given to him. His water will be sure. So you ain't got a doomsday prep for this day of judgment. Yah's going to take care of the righteous. He's going to feed him. He's going to give him water. And he's going to be in a refuge that's impregnable. And it doesn't tell you that you have to believe in his son that he sacrificed so that your sins can be taken away.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be walking the righteous path.
Right.
And then it says, your eyes will see the king. Who's the king? It tells you in the end, Yah is the king. You're going to see the beauty of Yah. They will see it, a distant land. Yeah, our homeland. Your heart will meditate on terror. Yeah, where's the one who counts? Where's the one who weighs? Where are they? What did the Most High do with them? You know, you will no longer see a fierce people. What happened to them? Where did they go? We thought they would be in the earth forever. No, where they at?
Hallelujah. All right, now.
And we know who you're talking about. You will no longer see a fierce people, a people of unintelligible speech, which no one comprehends. That's why Vladimir Putin and these European leaders can't come, you know, sit at a table and see eye to eye. Of a stammering tongue, which no one understands.
He claims the American government is exaggerating. It's interesting, the foolishness of it all. And he's surrounded, trained inside of that nation. So, or that the president or the media of America is blowing this stuff out of proportion. Well, if you got 300,000 or whatever, it's not 3,000, but 300,000, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, soldiers, and you keep building up and shift, what does that tell you? What are you trying to say? Interesting.
These are grown men with toys that they have to play with.
Mm-hmm.
But the toys they're playing with are lethal, lethal toys. When they create something, they want to use it. They want to test it. They want to know how effective it is. So basically, they're playing with their toys.
Oh, yeah.
But God's bringing judgment. You better be ready. Because that fire is going to be a consuming fire. It's going to burn you like stubble if you're not on the right path. So we're trying to get on the right path because we're waiting for Yah. We want to be able to see the glory of our King and be in that place of refuge. So this chapter, a lot of people better take to heart because it is the judgment of Yah on all mankind. So if you're not paying attention, if you're sleeping, if you're dozing at the wheel, you're going to suffer the consequences of this very same chapter.
Okay.
Previous chapters that we read, Yah hasn't poured out the Spirit yet, nor has the judgment come. But when Yah rises up off his throne, it's going to be too late. It's a very serious chapter and very little commentary. I'm surprised. Where's that cricket sound and gizmo you got there?
Because
I hear crickets, man.
Detail and I'm listening. It is an important chapter. That's all required.
Well, other than the fact everybody just taking in the note, what you presented to us, everybody just meditating on it. Sometimes King Solomon said, it's time to speak and it's time to close your mouth. And I think this is one of those occasions. It's time to just listen. And I think, I can't speak for Ezekiel, but I'm just listening on the subject matter.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I was just waiting. I was gonna say verse 5 and 6 and got says Yah is exalted for he dwelleth on high. He has filled Zion with judgment and righteousness, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of Yah is his treasure. But those two things that goes back to Judges chapter 8, verse 22, I believe, when the people, came to Gideon asking him and his sons to rule over them. And Gideon said, no, I won't rule over you. Neither will my sons rule over you. Yah shall rule over you. And it goes back to 1 Samuel 8 and verse 4, when the elders came to Samuel asking him to make them a king like all the other nations because Samuel's sons are not righteous judges and so forth and so on. And the thing displeased Samuel, so Samuel went and asked the Most High, and the Most High said, listen to what they say, Samuel, for they will listen to you, but they reject me, for they also reject me for being reigning over them. And this just goes into today's society and stuff today. Like, people's strength, stability, knowledge, and wisdom is other human beings out here, males and females out here, the distractions of the world and stuff. Somebody sounds extra good and things, or all this and that and the other. I have to turn to get this knowledge and wisdom from other sources than the Most High himself through his word. That's the lack of what's going on today. We have Yirmiyahu 17, verse 5, talking about, cursed be the man who put his trust in man, and who hearts depart away from the Most High. These are the things that our people are dealing with today. It's still going on today, and that's the issues that we have. So, really got to take a look and just sit back and, like you said, Joshua talks about, meditating on the word day and night. The book of the law should not depart from thy lips. So, that's what I see with all of this. But go ahead.
And those are the two key verses, 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Mine reads, Yah is exalted, for he dwelleth on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness, and he will be the stability of our times, a wealth of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge
the fear of Yah is his treasure. So we see the connection between the fear of Yah and wisdom. Not only wisdom, but knowledge. Not only knowledge and wisdom, but salvation as well. And stability. All wrapped up in the fear of Yah. That's the treasure when you fear Yah.
And real quick again, too, Brother, you know, like the, the whole little Valentine's Day thing. Look, you want to learn how to love your spouse or your children, your people and stuff, first learn how to love the Most High. That will teach you how to love individuals on this earth. Learn how to love your Creator. Figure out who He is. That's by fearing Him, trying to find out how to love Him, show Him love, so you receive the same love and you get the same love and treat each other the same way.
And what you said, He's the Creator. He created your wife. He created your children, the ones that you love. So if you don't love Him, how can you love what He created?
Well, are we ready to move on or any more comments? Yamsu?
Well, no, ma'am. I was just listening to Ezekiel and Katrina. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just to undernote what they're saying in regards to this chapter, it's something serious. And that's the way we ought to think it is something serious. Sometimes, as I said, it's time and place for everything, King Solomon says. And sometimes you don't have to fit. I don't have to put my airwaves in to undernote because the Most High said it all. Katriel said it. And Ezekiel said it. The Most High said it all. So it don't need my two cents. It just need me to listen sometimes. It needs our fellow students to listen sometimes and adhere to it and apply it to heart because it's definitely something serious.
Yeah. What's serious about it is that the Most High is coming with this fire. He said, young people going to burn like lime, like cut thorns, which are burning in the fire. And then he tells us to acknowledge his might, which is why we give praise, thanks, and accolades to the Most High each and every day. You
right.
who are far away, hear what I have done, 13, and you who are near, acknowledge my might. And then sin is in Zion, are clarified. You're still on the path of sin, wickedness, and defying the Most High. You're going to be terrified. Trembling
well,
has seized the godless.
There's still, unfortunately, Katriel, acknowledges the might of Vladimir Putin and these Western Hemisphere countries. And unfortunately,
right.
they're not acknowledging the maker. They acknowledge the pot.
Right.
And
they, too, have a consuming fire. But their consuming fire is not like the consuming fire that the Most High has. It says,
well,
who among us can live with the consuming fire that Yah is about to bring? Who among us can live with the everlasting burning? These little weapons ain't going to burn forever, but Yah's fire that purifies is an everlasting burning. And it tells you who can walk through it. One who walks righteously and speaks with integrity. One who rejects unjust gain and shakes his hand so that he does not take hold of bribe. One who stops his ear from hearing about bloodshed and shuts his eyes from looking at evil or participating in it. You know, it's not just looking at it and, you know, being enough. It's talking about participating in wicked deeds.
Right. Well, you know, I think Sister Yehudi mentioned this Friday in regards to that strange fire. And she mentioned in regards to the purification fire in the temple. That kind of fire, some similar nature to that. And I had to concur with you, Carter, and I had to concur with Sister Hootie this past Friday when she mentioned Aaron's, two of the Aaron's sons brought a strange fire before the Most High. They suffered the consequences. And the Most High has an enduring fire, just like Cartier just mentioned and alluded to. Their nuclear warheads, they go out after certain minute periods of time, you can come back. But now with the Most High, ain't no coming back. When that fire hits your behind, it's on like a pot of neck bones. You better believe it. You're going to get burned up. So as Katya also alluded to, take note. Just sitting on the fence and having no call whatsoever on a good or bad ain't going to cut the mustard neither. You're going to have to be on one side or the other. There is no sitting on the fence in the middle of the road. You're going to be evil, wicked, unrighteous, or righteous and humble and doing what the Most High said on the codification. Ain't no middle ground here.
There is no middle ground. It says, one who stops his ear from hearing about bloodshed and shuts his eyes from looking at evil, he will dwell on the heights. His refuge will be the impregnable rock. His bread will be given to him. His water will be sure. Ain't that what we want when Yah brings his judgment? Your eyes will see the king. Sound like Martin Luther King. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty. They shall see a distant land. I see the promised land. I may not get there with you, but we as a people will get to the promised land. Your heart will meditate on the terror that's coming from Yah. Okay. Take heed to this chapter, y'all.
Praise Yah, Kajira. Where is that? Done, Sister Hootie. We're going to hand the baton off to you, like in the Olympics.
Okay. As long as I don't drop it, okay?
You can't drop this baton.
There you go.
Proverbs 24. And this is something I said earlier. We talked briefly about got her name there quick. The people on stage, especially Mary J. how she was dressed. Not to say she's evil, but she's had a lot of problems in her life, and all that money don't mean anything. But then we should take even two people, for example. Not envy evil men, nor desire to be with them, for their heart plots to lavish, and their lips talk of trouble.
I mean, just read what's going to happen to them, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. By wisdom, a house is built. And by understanding, it is established. And by knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches.
Just read that too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now listen to notice. Mighty is the wise in strength, and the man of knowledge, strength and power. For by wise guidance, he wage your own battle. And delivery is by a great.
Your phone is breaking up, Cecilia.
My phone is breaking up. Let me read it again.
Yeah, we can hear you clearly the first time.
Five. Mighty is the wise in strength, and a man of knowledge, strength, and power. For by wise guidance you wage your own battle. For by the guidance you wage your own battle. And delivery is by a great counselor.
So anything you do, even war, you need guidance and counsel.
Yeah.
And right now you're fighting a spiritual war because you don't have the power that our enemies do. Militarily.
And you know, what's interesting is that wisdom is high for a fool. A fool can't even comprehend wisdom. He does not open his mouth in the gate. Oh boy, Evo is called a master of evil plot. The purpose of folly is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to men.
A lot of scoffers on Fool's Book.
Oh yeah.
Instagram, Tiki Taki, all over.
You're funny when you say Tiki Taki. That is so funny. Because you're really funny, Tiki Taki.
It's true though. Instagram, you name it, I'll call it.
But this applies to the Vladimir Putin and all these other wicked people on the planet. One who plans to do evil, people will call him a schemer, the devising of foolishness and sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to humanity.
In the day of distress, your strength is small.
So all that we read about Yah's judgment, when that judgment day comes, if you show yourself lacking in courage, it means your strength is meager.
Yeah.
Yah should be your strength. Yah has been our strength in all these times of distress that we suffered under universal white race supremacy. So we have to be a people that are able to stand up to the distress.
Deliver those taken to death and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. Oh, my God. Say, see, we did not know this. Would not he who weighs the heart discern it? He didn't know the Most High, huh?
So we're supposed to be active, right?
Right.
He says, rescue those who are being taken away to death. Who could that be?
It's people.
And those who are staggering to the slaughter. Oh, hold them back. We see our people every day being taken to the slaughter.
Right.
This is why we try to get this word out to our people to get them to do the right thing by way of Yah.
He who watches over your life, will he not know it? And shall he not repay men according to his work?
Supposed to be doing some work, right? Trying to rescue our people from the slaughter, from death.
My son, eat honey for it is good. And the honeycomb sweet is your taste. Know that wisdom is best to your being. If you have found it, there is a future. And your expectancy is not cut off.
That's pretty deep, isn't it? My son, eat honey for it is good. Yes, the honeycomb is sweet for your taste. Know that wisdom is the same for your soul. If you find it, then there will be a future, and your hope will not be cut off. So the pursuit of wisdom, it should be every man's hope, because wisdom leads us to the Most High, to the fear of Yah.
Yes, it does. 15, do not lie in wait, O wrong one, against the dwelling of the righteous. Do not ravage his resting place.
But seven times
a righteous man falls and rises. The wrong one stumbles into evil.
So you can be righteous and be fallen, right? Which means you just got to keep getting up and staying on the same path.
And for seven times a righteous man falls and rises, but the wrong one stumbles into evil.
I like that part. I like it. It strikes out to me. And because it's true. From my experience and observation, wicked people, when they fall, it's just like that old white woman. Here I fall and they can't get up. But the righteous, they're cut from a whole different cloth. When they fall, they find the strength within them that the Most High has provided for them in order to get back up and keep it moving.
And King David is the perfect example. How many times did he fall?
Numerous times, Cartier, numerous.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about him. That's what I like about that King Sushihuti.
Mm-hmm.
He set a fitting example. He wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. And he knew that. And in his humility, he left a record of that. He said, I'm lower than a worm. There's no good thing in me. Unlike some of us today, we like to exploit misinformation about how great we are and all this foolishness. King David was cut from a whole different cloth. And we should subscribe to be much more like him. With all his faults, he was a great king.
The key to King David is that when he pleaded to the Most High and fasted, he changed.
Exactly.
It was a process. But that's why, because he changed. He's a good example. We need to learn to change. Yeah.
You have to change.
God 17, do not exalt when your enemy falls, and let not your heart rejoice when he stumbles. Lest Yah see and it, wait a minute. Yah see and it be evil in his eyes, and he turn away his wrath from him. Otherwise, don't rejoice when your enemy fall. Now, I've done it years and years, but now, I just go, okay. That's what happened.
That's mastering your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a natural reaction. When you see an enemy fall, you want to rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
But humility keeps you from doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You have kind of a, okay. And you keep it moving kind of attitude. At least I did. I was like, oh, well. I kept on moving. 19.
You should
not
have some kind of compassion for all living.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the wicked have to die, that's a sad day because they could have did better.
Yeah. That's true. Because, like he said, let Yah see, and it be evil in his eyes, and he turned away his wrath from him. I mean, you do, he going to turn his wrath from the person that you made fun of. Okay. 19, do not fret because of evildoers, and do not envy the wrong, for there is no future for the evildoer. The lamp of the wrongness is put out.
We just read that in the book of Isaiah. Yeah. Right? Y'all got the judgment that's coming. That's a burning fire. Who can endure it?
The lamp of the wrongdoer, as they're put out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 21, my son. Fear the Most High, the King and the King. Do not mingle with those who change. For that calamity arises suddenly, and who knows the ruin of both of them? For their calamity arises suddenly. We just read that, and who knows the ruin of both of them?
So you could take Donald Trump, for example. There's so many politicians involved with him. Their disaster, when he falls, is going to shock them. Because he's going to fall. And anybody who was loyal, hanging on to his coattails, is going to go down with him. Do not get involved with those of high rank, for their disaster will rise suddenly, especially if they're ruling evil. And who knows the ruin that can come from both of them, King and Yah. Yah will bring ruin on you. You're doing unrighteous. If there's a wicked king, definitely ruin is coming. Wicked leaders, that ruin is coming. Sudden disaster.
You know, those also are for the wise. It is not good to show partiality in right ruling. He who says to the wrong, you are righteous. People curse him. Nations despise him.
That's America.
He's been talking about it.
America shows partiality and judgment all the time.
They do. And then say other nations are cruel and inhumane. But it's humane. Huh?
Double speak,
sister. Yeah. If you got the guy who killed Lance, whatever his name is, first of all, they pick and choose who they're going to execute. Because
right.
There's money involved. You're on death row for 20, 25, 30 years. Probably die on death row. Don't make
sense.
And if the nation and laws weren't corrupt, there'd be a whole more let out, and the ones that supposed to be executed, re-executed, have less crime.
Well, you know what, sister? As I said, and I stand by this, they have warehouses of laws. They ain't good for nothing. And most of them, they don't apply them anyway. They got law for pedophilia, child rape, and then... How you gonna let a man out just cause he did 20 years thing he changed? Let him out on somebody else's child? Come on. But they keep a brother or sister locked up for a gram of cocaine or crack rocks.
What's worse is that they shoot unarmed brothers and give hamburgers to mass murderers.
You better believe it, and they'll keep doing it.
That white boy that went in that church and shot those nine.
I know it.
They put a bulletproof vest on him, put handcuffs in the front of him, and took him to McDonald's to get him a burger.
Oh, but you know, Cottrell and Sister Hootie, I'm going to say this to you short and sweet. They do give us McDonald's and stuff and whatnot. But they only give it to us in the interrogation room when we told on everybody. 48 hours.
But those who rebuke wrong, which you've done, it is pleasant.
Right.
And a good blessing comes on them.
Yeah. I like rebuking wrong. And I like being rebuked when I'm wrong. Yeah.
And he who gives the right answer kisses the lips. Okay, I don't know who that is, but that's okay. 27. Prepare your outside work and make it fit for yourself in the field. Then you shall build your house.
Can we go back to that for a minute, sister, before you get on waiting there? Here's what it is. We have a tendency. We want to have a big house on the lot. But in our land with the Most High is saying, codification, build your house, plant your crops. Now, plant your crops and everything. Get your animals together. Get your work going on. Get your produce going on. Then build your house. Be showcasing. We want the big fans of house. We don't want to put in no work. Most High said, put in work. Get your fields together. Get your cattle together. Get your sheep together and whatnot. Get all that together. Then you build your house. We got it just on the reverse. We've been socially engineered. Get a big house, then get a job. It's true.
Let me say, it says in part of 27, and make it fit for yourself in the field, then you shall build your house. Do not witness against your neighbor without cause, and do not deceive with your lips. That's the whole statement, which okay. 29, do not say, let me do to him as he did to me. I repay each according to his work. So we shouldn't have that mindset.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah. Do not say, let me do to him as he did to me. That's what I have done many times. I mean, like, some say no. When somebody
so
is following,
do unto others that you would have others do unto you may not be all correct, right?
Right. If it's an anger, like someone who's listen, please. No, I'm saying, thank you, darling. Love y'all. Recently, not real recently, someone used cussing words to express how they feel, and I said, well, I'm not using negative words. And they got quiet, and they had a very weird expression on their face, because I was calm. And it was like, oh, you don't put fuel to the fire. You dump the smoke out. You don't do it. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's like this, and I'm going to say this because of this so-called misnomer called Valentine's Day. And, you know, a lot of men and women, they subject themselves to this nonsense. I heard this before. if a spouse cheat on another spouse, rather male than female, they say, I'm going to get them back. I'm going to pay them back. How you going to pay them back by cheating on someone? How is that paying that forward? That don't even stand the reason. It don't make no kind of sense. My philosophy, when you find out if your spouse has been breaking the contract, break it off. You ain't got to pay nobody back. How you going to pay somebody back by cheating on them? People don't even understand what they, I'm going to pay them back. They cheated. Man, you going to get dirty. Don't get dirty. Cut it loose. If you don't want to be involved with the situation no more, it ain't gonna solve no problem. You gonna pay them back. How you gonna cheat on somebody and pay them back? That don't even make any sense. Well, we're crazy as we want to be because we're uncodified. That's why we need these codifications. I'm sorry, sister. Go ahead.
No problem. I passed by the field of the lazy, and by the vineyard of a man lacking heart. And see, it was all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with needles, and its stone wall was broken down. When I saw it, I set my heart on it. I looked and received discipline. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and your poverty shall come, a prowler, and your need like an armed man, and you'll need like an armed man. Could you read those verses for me, Katria?
My book says.
30, wait a minute, what did I leave off? 30.
I passed by the field of a lazy one,
mm-hmm.
and by the vineyard of a person lacking sense. And behold, it was completely overgrown with weeds. Its surface was covered with weeds, and its stone wall was broken down. When I saw, I reflected upon it. I looked and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Then your poverty will come like a drifter, and your need like an armed man.
Mm.
Again, the association with land and the fields.
Yeah.
And building houses on fields and doing work in the field. The Most High wants us to be people that own land and work our land. Unfortunately, we live in these big cities and we've been spoiled.
Yeah, I'm upset that my ancestors, I'm supposed to have some land. We all supposed to have some land.
We're supposed to be in our own nation. We're the only people in the world that don't have a darn nation.
That's why there's so much poverty in the city, because you could be lazy in the city. You ain't got to work no land.
Mm-hmm.
You probably don't even know what a weed look like.
Well, you know, Most High don't care nothing about lazy people, that's for certain.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Shahudi, if you're done, I guess you can hand the mic off to Cottrell and Ezekiel for any commentaries.
Tomorrow will be chapter 25. So,
praise Yah.
Mm-hmm.
I like verse 23, 26. These also are sayings of the wise, which we should be pursuing, which we are doing. You have to pursue the sayings of the wise in order to attain wisdom. What do they say? To show partiality in judgment is not good. That's why America can never be a great country. They show partiality and judgment all the time.
Mm-hmm.
One who says to the wicked, you are righteous. That's all we see in America. They tell you that the wickedness that they do is righteous, don't they?
Yep.
Matter of fact, they make laws for wicked people and say you're righteous. It's good. It's all good. But righteous people will curse them. Nations will scold them. But for those who rebuke the wicked, and you have to rebuke them, you have to let them know you walk in the wicked path, there will be delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. So when we see wickedness, we have to address it. So people might say, Yansu, you hard on the LGBT community. You hard on the Black Lives Matter. You hard on our people who's trying to vote. Yeah, you're walking the path of wickedness, trying to do what the enemy is seducing you to do. It says, envy not the wicked. Envy not the wicked and choose none of his ways, right? Be not envious of evil people, nor desire to be with them. For their minds plot violence, and their lips talk of trouble. That's where we live, right?
Mm-hmm.
Evil people, behold, these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal except for the Negro.
That's what they should have put on there. Except the Negro.
They should have put it in there.
They say we 3/5 of a human being, and that's still in the Constitution. It's 2022, believe it or not. Their minds plot violence, and their lips talk of trouble. That's all we hear from them, violence and trouble. They're talking about gun control. Y'all making the gun. You're making the ammunition, and you're putting them in our community. You're talking about gun control. Yeah, y'all controlling the guns, all right. Gun control. More guns in America than people. Stop manufacturing guns. But no, they ain't going to do that because they're greedy for money. Guns are expensive. Somebody's getting rich off the fear of the people. But check this. A wise man is strong. Wisdom makes you strong. And a person of knowledge increases power. Knowledge makes you powerful. For by guidance, wise guidance, you will wage war. You need wisdom and knowledge in order to be strong and to have power in order to wage a war. If you don't have wisdom and knowledge, you're in trouble if you try to wage a war.
Glad to my Putin.
What are you trying to wage? Huh?
Glad to my Putin.
What's your book say?
Now, I was saying, glad to my Putin.
Vladimir Putin, yeah.
Well, he's not all wrong, though. It's always two sides to everything. And he openly, one thing I give him credit, is he openly discussed that he is not tolerating homosexuality, even though it's probably in his country, but he's not tolerating it. He's not celebrating it, and a lot of African nations aren't doing it either.
But I give credit. I understand that. But he has no right to take another country's sovereign land just because he got more guns and more manpower. Although at one point in time it was a part of the Russian Federation. It's not a part of the Russian Federation anymore.
It's deeper than that. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. It's deeper than that. And man makes it complicated. And he has a notion. It's the same old story. What's that story? I want to be able to rule my nation under the laws that I dictate, that I am used to, that I've been taught. I don't want democracy to spread. I'm just simplifying.
But okay, that's his nation. That's his nation that he's the president of. That has nothing to do with Ukraine. He doesn't have a right to dictate what Ukraine does.
Even you know what I learned is, look at the facts. He maybe the Most High wanted him to do that. Who knows? You never know. He did what Nebuchadnezzar.
Well,
I'm just praying that it's not World War III like it was back in the 60s when they pointed those missiles at Cuba, or Cuba was pointed at America, wherever how that went.
Right.
Contra something. So we'll see. Only the Most High know.
Yeah, you're certainly right about that, Sasha. Well, let's see what Ezekiel, he over there doing cricket sounds. Huh? He has any commentary?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes,
you are.
Yeah, just to me, for this chapter, just in a nutshell, basically, you know, self-reflect with the Most High, try to the Most High is perfect, work towards being perfection too, and that's through his word and what we have here. Don't be worried about, you know, what wicked folks is doing. That ain't none of your business. If they feeling like you see them moving on up and they getting blessed and stuff, don't worry about it. It's none of your business. You know, continue to keep working on yourself and what the Most High wants you to do. Be a tit for tat. You know, stop. Somebody wants to keep doing wrong stuff to you and stuff, you know, stop dealing with them. Cut them off. You know, that's childish stuff, being the tit for tat, rendering right. evil for evil and stuff. You know, as your old saying goes, be a bigger man. You know, everybody's going to get their reward. You know, there's consequences and repercussions for your actions. You know, what you do to the Most High and what you do to other individuals on this earth and things. So, I mean, you know, clean yourself up. Learn the Most High. Stop being distracted in this world again. You know, that has nothing to do with you. That's none of your business. Your path is staying straight and focused with the Most High, not what's going on the right of you, what's going on the left of you. That's where you're going to get dirty. You know, mess around and slip and fall. You know, and you do slip and fall, get up, clean yourself off, and keep it going again. Don't become the ones that just slip and fall and don't want to get up. You know, so that's pretty much all I got to say with that. I mean, it's just all in a nutshell. You focus on what the Most High is doing, and you see how he works in his word and stuff, then use it for yourself as well, so you could have that same reflection as your creator. You could be pure. You had that light. You be righteous. You know, so that's all I got to say.
Said a lot. That's great.
Thank you, Ezekiel. Well, I guess we're finna get ready to tie it up. Well, I mean, we, and these studies, we've been pretty in-depth, and we've left no stone or leaf unturned. We've given a bird's eye view. We can't do anything. We've done our part. Now it's up to the fellow students to do their part. Continue study, and then apply it. Apply this codification. Therein lies your solution and your answers. The Most High left them. It's not by chance or a happenstance. You ain't got to second guess it. I just like to say this in closing. We don't know where y'all going, but you're going to get ready to get out of here. But we suggest seriously that you go to the Most High tonight in prayer. Ask the Most High to restore your soul for his name's sake. If you're having health issues, ask the Most High to restore. Because these doctors ain't worth two dead flies. They give you all this medication. And I look at some of the pills they give you. You scared of the end result. They give you a pill to kill your tendon. They give you a pill to kill, help you one way to kill you 10 ways. Go to the Most High prayer. Also, ask the Most High for a new heart and a new spirit. You're going to need this. That heart and spirit is Sister Yehudi alluded to, like King David. We're not going to go into details about it. You need to study on your own. We can't baby food feed you all the time. We're not going to baby feed you, okay? You need to grow up. You need to grow up and do some things on your own. But we're telling you, we're leading you in the right direction. But you need to put in the work yourselves, just like we do. I want to ask Katriel and Sister Yehudi and Ezekiel, do they have any closing remarks or responses to the fellow students? You think will have an impact upon them before we get out of here?
I think so, but I bless people that are listening. As I always say, keep studying, keep striving, one day at a time. And shalom, and thank you.
Praise y'all, Sister Yehudi. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I just would say that we're reading some critical information in the book of Isaiah. These chapters that we're reading now is in regards to how the creator of heaven and earth is going to judge mankind, how he's going to judge the nations, how he's going to judge Israel. And we better take notes. These are critical chapters that we're reading because everybody knows that there's going to be a judgment day. And the final judgment day is the day of fire. We just read it. It's Most High devouring, purifying fire. And the righteous are going to be able to survive it. So we're trying to find the codification for righteousness, the right thing to do, so we can survive the fire of judgment when it does come. So don't take these chapters lightly. Very important information, detailed information in regard to the day of judgment that the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is about to bring on everybody. So praise Yah. Lots to meditate about, lots to think about, lots to correct ourselves about, but that's what we're doing.
Praise y'all, Katria. Thank you, brother.
Praise God.
Ezekiel going to play crickets.
Oh, okay. Do y'all hear me?
Yeah, no.
That
was easy.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I wasn't having a phone muted. My last remarks are, you know, that saying, well, it's in here as well, but a man who don't work, don't eat. You know, and I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about comparing this to the Most High. Like I said, you're supposed to help out your brothers and sisters. And you see them doing sinful things, then help them, you know, because that's work right there. And you will have a reward, which will be your food to eat. Like the Most High said, every bread alone. Men shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of his mouth should be given by.
That's
so
right.
You wanna live, you gotta work for your food. You gotta work for the Most High and do what Yah is asking us to do. This is our whole duty. Fear Yah and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. That's all I gotta say. Y'all have a blessed night and shalom.
Nah. Beautifully said.
All right. Praise Yah, Ezekiel. Thank you. Well, may the Most High bless you, direct you in order your steps. We love you. That's why we do what we do. Learn to love yourself and do it with us. Well, Sister Yehudi, Katriel, Zeke, you want to say shalom, good night, bye to the people? Good night.
I did. Come on.
Well, it's
I thought we just did
shalom,
that. Shalom.
Yeah. Shalom.
Okay. All right. May the Most High bless you. We love you. Shalom. Good night.
Brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind, her love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I made a mess of the life I had with you, in search of something new. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Why didn't I know that she was a essential part of me? I thought that I needed to find me and I needed to be free. Why didn't I know that she was all that I would ever need? I looked at the distant view and thought it was for me. But now I know it was just brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind, her love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Why didn't I know that she was a essential part of me? I thought that I needed to find me and I needed to be free. Why didn't I know that she was all that I would ever need? I looked at the distant view and thought it was for me. But now I know it was just brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind, her love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass.